Greetings, I'm Dr. Alex Marrero, proud superintendent of Denver Public Schools. Today I'll be taking three questions from our online Ask Dr. Marrero survey. Any student, teacher, staff member can ask me any questions they want, so let's see what they have in store for me today.
What is your proudest moment thus far as superintendent of Denver Public Schools?
Oh, tough question because it's hard to pick. And I'm going to possibly give you two answers, and forgive me, but they're connected. I think the proudest moment as a superintendent, you know, we're measured on success and achievements. And to say that I was elated and proud that we have the highest amount of graduates this past year, the highest graduation rate ever in the history of Denver Public Schools, clearly is a standout. That means that we are doing something right and allowing our scholars to get through the K-12 continuum and make their decision whether it's career, college, or the military, or beyond, or other options. So without a doubt, it's the highest graduation rate in the history of Denver Public Schools. But I'm gonna couple that if I can, right? So let's say college and career on this side. Earlier this year, actually the very first day of school, we visited many schools. And I'm gonna highlight an experience that I remember that you all may remember. I think we captured it at Hallett Academy. And when we were there, I remember Principal Jefferson saying, this is their first day in school. My response in my head was, yeah, of course, it's the first day of school. No, she meant this is their first time in an educational setting. So I put it in perspective, the first day from crayons to college, opening the door and then opening the door again so they can pursue their passion. So those are the two answers. Forgive me for cheating, but from crayons to college and career. And the fact that we are allowing all of our educators, no matter what your past is, giving them the opportunity to succeed, helping them for 13 plus years, and ultimately saying you did a great job and allowing them to be the leaders of tomorrow.
Who is the most famous person you have met, and who do you wish you could meet?
Oh, it's hard to measure who's more famous. And I believe you all have asked questions in the past in terms of course, sports and music. And I've had the pleasure of meeting a whole lot of musicians and where I came up, hip-hop artists and local legends. So I'm going to spare the answer like a big pun of Fat Joe, just so you know. Because they became common. They were part of our neighborhood. But someone who was out of reach that my brother and I and all the kids my age would watch every Saturday morning was formerly known as WWF. Now it's WWE, wrestling. And we had the Hulk Hogans, we had the Ultimate Warriors, we had the Macho Man, but my favorite, by far, to this day, was the best that there is, the best that there was, and the best that there ever will be, which is Bret Hart. I had the opportunity to cheer him on as a youngster, and when I was an adult after he retired, I remember doing everything in my power to acquire some tickets, and he came for a show in Connecticut. I was in New York. I drove up to Connecticut. I brought my cousin, who was not a fan of his. He was a Shawn Michaels guy. But we were able to meet Bret Hart, and I have several things signed from Bret Hart. And here's what's most interesting. He looked, although he wasn't the biggest out of all those wrestlers, and I want to acknowledge that some of you may say, who is that? I'm not going to get offended. But just know Roman Reigns, I guess, is the one. John Cena, who's the relevant ones now? And they can't tie Bret Hart's boots, just, you know, it's levels, right? Just The Rock, none of them can, right? Bret Hart is in a different stratosphere. The best there is, was, and ever will be. But what was most humbling and what put in perspective, although he's retired and he wasn't as, you know, flashy, he was like yay big. So at one point I thought, wait a second, I could have been a wrestler, right? This is a champion of the world, the best ever, and you're right here with me. And obviously I'm kidding. The legend, Bret Hart. Maybe he's not the most famous, and I'm sure I've had the privilege and elected officials and folks who've been in DC, but impact to me as a youngster growing up and watching those Saturday superstars, meeting Bret Hart was, I turned into a little fanatic as an adult, which was very interesting. So Roman Reigns, who else is, I know Roman Reigns is a popular one now. John Cena, I believe, is still popular, right? I don't follow wrestling. I can't wait, actually, until my son Axel gets into it, so then I can re-engage. I think it's very entertaining. But it doesn't matter who the champion is now. They can't tie Bret Hart's boots.
I've noticed that you almost always salute the audience when ending your Marrero moments. Is there a special reason behind that?
Yes, thank you for noticing. And it's become second nature, so it's my way of showing respect and saying goodbye. And I guess this segment is over. It has nothing to do with me serving. I have not been in the military, although my brother has, and he does the real salute, like parade rest. He's recently retired. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with acknowledging respect to you all, but it also is cultural in terms of my upbringing. In New York, where I'm from, we have stages on how close we become and gradually become friendly or friends with someone. So when you don't know anybody, you ignore them when you're walking in the streets of New York, and truly ignore them, like head down, do not make eye contact, or else something can happen. I'm not saying that this is the right thing, it's just what I've experienced and many New Yorkers can relate. Then eventually that turns into, if you see someone common, even if you never engage with them, but let's say we're taking the train at the same time every day, after a couple of weeks of seeing that person who's always on the same train as me, you give them a head nod. Like, hey, I see you, you see me, the morning is going as planned, right? Then that head nod can turn into a casual word or two. Hey, did you see the news? Oh, this train is running late. And now you've broken that barrier. Then the next time you see that person, although you can't go directly to them and say, hey, how are you? The next step is one of these. And that's where, hey, I'm saluting you, I acknowledge you, and we've made that step to almost becoming very friendly with each other. I know some may not relate, some may even debate that, but I know that that's how I was able to make relationships. Initially ignoring, then, hey, then it's, I see you. And then ultimately now we become friendly with each other. And in particular, if I'm engaged in this activity here with a group of students or a group of individuals, and I cannot engage with you all, and it's inappropriate for you to come in and say, hey, how are you doing, for a handshake, then what's permissible is, I see you, right? So I've given you the courtesy, hey, there you go, nice to see you, but I'm engaged at the moment. It will be inappropriate for just to do a head nod, because then that means something's up, right? So I guess those unspoken rules that we have out east, don't know if that's the case here. Let me know if that's the case here. I know here in Colorado, people are incredibly friendly to the point that I've had to adjust when they come straight and most people recognize bald head, beard, glasses. But even when folks do not know who I am, my wife has had the same experience. Like, well, these people are too friendly. What are they up to? So it's really from back home in terms of how we engage and breaking that tough exterior and barrier that is in our environment. I think it's being a product of my environment. But I do it out of respect and letting you know that I see you and I support and appreciate you. So we've already gone beyond ignoring and the head nod. We're here, and hopefully we can be in a place that we're here and having dialogue. Thank you for that question. Thank you so much for those great questions. It's important to me that you all know that I'm here for you and you can ask me any question at any time. Thanks for watching this segment of the Marrero Moment, and I'll see you next time.